Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Panera Bread. Let's talk about what happened last night at 1 o'clock in the morning at a Safeway.
Yes.
This is a horrible thing to wake up to.
So we got a lot of texts while we were just blathering this morning. Our usual
good morning,
lost
get to
30,
know
right, just saying hey. So we didn't start with the news that San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee has passed at the age of 65. It looks like he had a heart attack. The news comes from an email at 2:23 this morning. It is with profound sadness and terrible grief that we confirm that Mayor Edwin M. Lee passed away on Tuesday, December 12th at 1:11 a.m. at Zuckerberg San Francisco General Hospital. Mm. Family and friends and colleagues were at his side. Our thoughts and prayers are with his wife, Anita, and his two daughters, Brianna and Tania? Tania?
I think it's Tania.
Tania?
I heard that this morning.
And his family.
So what was he? They were at a Safeway?
He had a heart attack. And he was grocery shopping when he was stricken at about 10:30 p.m. Monday at Safeway on Monterey Boulevard. Is that the one
horrible.
On by the green?
No.
Monterey Boulevard?
Boulevard is... It's hard to...
Out
it's
in
a
the
neighborhood.
Sunset?
No, it's... If we are going 101 southbound, you'll see Monterey Boulevard. There's actually... take that back, Vinny. You go 101, and then it starts to go 280, and it's exit sort of to the right.
Okay.
How awful. 65.
He was the 43rd mayor of San Francisco, the first Asian American to lead the city. The Board of Supervisors president, London Breed, has become acting mayor, and she will be in position until they appoint another. They need to come to a consensus. I believe it's a 6 of 11 count in order to appoint someone.
And then there'll just be an election?
Otherwise, there'll be an election in 2018.
Oh.
Let's see. Here it is. He won his election to full term in November 2011 and was reelected in 2015. As you know, he took the position when Gavin Newsom took the job as lieutenant governor.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's when Mayor Ed Lee stepped up, took the position. In the meantime, he did not want to run again, if you remember that as well. But at the urging of Mayor Willie Brown and Dianne Feinstein and more, he changed his mind. He ran. He won in 2011, reelected in 2015. So here's the part I was trying to get to. The Board of Supervisors now will appoint a new mayor if its 11 members can get to 6 votes. If no candidate can get that majority support, Breed will continue to serve until a special election is held in 2018. And that will be in the summer of 2018.
They say the last time a mayor died in office here, Dianne Feinstein was
right.
The one who took over.
When Moscone and Milk were
killed.
And Milk
were killed in the 70s.
78.
Which is sort of an interesting thing to even hear about her. You know, that
when she took over,
she was a city supervisor.
Yeah, I was a kid. I remember seeing that.
So I like Ed Lee a lot. I thought he was really
too.
Good,
yeah.
But he was not without controversy. As you know, the entire face of San Francisco has changed while he's been in office, including the Salesforce Tower.
Right.
And many consider the tech takeover to be part. I thought it was inevitable. It's just. It's an unstoppable wave of billions.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with the mayor sort of green lighting these projects, but it's one of the things that, you know, people discuss about
him.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee, dead at 65, passed away early this morning.
So London Breed, I guess we'll be finding out a lot more about her in days to come.
She's the, I don't know if you said this, she's supervisor of like Hayes Valley and Japantown.
She's president, right?
Yeah, she's the president of the supervisors.
I hate to hear it. That is too bad. I just, for on so many levels, it's horrible for the chaos that it causes the city, but obviously the, you know, guy with a couple daughters and, you know, it's 65. 65 just doesn't feel that old to me anymore.
Yeah, right.
The older I get, the younger 65 seems. It's really strange. Mm-hmm.
60 is a new 30.
Yeah. Woof.
Well, you're crazy if you don't keep that in mind as you live your days. You should be trying to have fun as much as possible.
As much as possible. Just live the life that you want to live. Because this is the only one, you know, that we know of. All right. So from that heavy news to this is a lot lighter. The nominees for the Golden Globe Awards were announced yesterday. The Guillermo del Toro movie, The Shape of Water, led the way with 7 nominations. It got the most. The Shape of Water. That's all the right. one with the weird-looking merman.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
apparently, you know, I'm too shallow to get that one. Because I saw just the little bit I saw, I went, no. No.
Right.
I'm sure it's very deep. You know, if I was a deeper person, I'd get it. 7 nominations for that. The HBO series Big Little Lies and the movie 3 Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri were in second place, nominations count-wise. They each got 6 nominations. Big Little Lies was great. You watched that, didn't you?
I did not.
Oh, was it your girlfriend who watched it?
She did.
So good. They're saying that there's some pretty major snubs. The Big Sick.
Oh, that's too
nothing,
bad.
Nothing, huh?
Nothing. Wonder Woman. Nothing. A bunch of acclaimed TV shows were also ignored, including Veep, Orange is the New Black, The Americans, Silicon Valley, Transparent, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Mindhunter, and American Horror Story Cult. Apparently, they didn't get any nominations. Or if they did get nominations, they got, you know, few enough that people went, what now?
Yeah. Hey, I've been dying to ask you about something I always forget or it never comes up. Curb Your Enthusiasm. I dropped off it for a long time. I just got back on it, only seen a few episodes. But I'm like, what? What happened to his wife? They got divorced?
I haven't watched.
Cheryl and Larry are divorced now.
Oh, that's a bummer.
And he like went to
well, things
New
were. That happened. Wait, hold on. That happened. Wait, where did you start again?
Just this year. I watched a couple episodes.
I mean, what season did you start back up in? Do you know?
The one right now, I thought.
Oh, so you may have missed the... I don't know how many seasons there were, because it, you know, it's been gone 7 or 8 years. I don't know how long it's been gone. So they have this new season that they just did. But I do recall there being some trouble in their marriage, and I fell off the show before the whole thing ended.
Mm-hmm.
I would say somewhere in whatever the last season was before this new...
Didn't he have another girlfriend?
I don't know, Vinny. I don't remember.
No.
Did
I
you
just
watch
figured he was
through
so
to the end?
Annoying that she divorced him.
Oh, well, no, I didn't watch. I don't remember them divorcing. I fell off the show, so I can't comment about what order things went in. But I want to say I saw an episode out of order where he had a black girlfriend.
Oh.
Well, didn't because they had that family move in with them from New Orleans after the floods, right?
Uh-huh. Wasn't he with her?
Or am I mistaking that? I can't remember. All I remember is that J.B. Smoove stole my heart when he came onto that show. And
I like him on the show. I didn't care for him when he was in here.
Yeah, he wasn't the greatest.
He was super weird.
Wasn't the greatest guest.
Yeah, I think he was not.
Well, if people have their off days or their on days.
Anyway, so I've been meaning to ask you about that.
Yeah, no, I don't know. And it's one of those things where I do totally plan to. I used to love that show, and I don't even remember why I just sort of dropped off of it. But I have a bunch of that I would still have to catch up with from the first run of the show before I started this new one. And I'm thinking that might be one of those shows that I need to go back and watch over from the beginning. They're only half hour episodes.
Yeah, and they're very funny.
A surprise nomination that came down yesterday, which is so weird. Tell me if you agree. Christopher Plummer, got a Best Actor, a Best Supporting Actor nomination for replacing Kevin Spacey in All the Money in the World.
That is super surprising.
He just finished shooting that 3 weeks ago.
You have to campaign for so long, and you got to have all these lunches, and like there's a whole thing that goes on.
With the Golden Globes or more the Oscars?
Oh my God, the Golden Globes is so much worse.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a lot of ass. So maybe they're doing this to slap Kevin Spacey in the face.
That is the first thing that popped into my head, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't seem...
It seems very strange.
It seems that just isn't justice. Is that supposed to be justice?
I don't know what that's supposed to be. And
that could have been you, Kevin.
Is this movie even out?
I haven't got an invite for it. I mean, during this season, it's a little... I mean, it was nice that they let us see Star Wars early and stuff, but remind me the name of that film.
All the Money in the World. It's the Getty one.
Yeah, no, I know. I just forgot. Yeah.
So he plays J. Paul Getty, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his grandson gets kidnapped, and I think that's who the story's about. Michelle Williams, I think, was nominated for Best Actress. Mm. So people must have screened this.
Okay, so it's supposed to be released on Christmas Day. I'll write the movie studio and see if they'll do a screening.
Yeah, you got to see if Christopher Plummer deserves his nomination. Although I'm sure these people saw the movie before they made their nominations, right? You have to assume. I mean, he just finished doing the reshoot 3 weeks ago.
The thing about the Golden Globes is it's a lot more like the good old boys club than the Academy Awards. The Academy Awards is also like that, but what happens in the Golden... Like, Harvey Weinstein single-handedly controlled the Golden Globes for so many years.
No wonder they're out of control now. Boy, we're lucky to have a Hollywood insider like yourself, Holman. You know, because I don't know what the politics are of these shows. Don't do it, Vinny.
You don't want to hear more clapping?
Not really. And you don't have your headphones on, so you're not going to know if it's clapping or not. I'm sorry. I know we are the fun stealers. It's us. The 75th annual Golden Globes are airing live Sunday, January 7th, NBC. Seth Meyers is hosting. I wonder how he'll do. I love Seth Meyers.
I miss Ricky Gervais.
Oh, God. He's great.
He puts
down
everyone in there.
He can host anything. Oh, my God. He's just so
biting. I loved when
biting.
He stood up there and he went, "The Tourist got a nomination, everyone. The Tourist." And everyone was like, "Ooh, don't say that." But anyone who had seen it, Vinny, me, knew it was the worst film of the year.
But it got nominated.
It
for
got
what?
Nominated.
Stunts?
Best picture and stuff like that. It was just like the worst. The worst.
Anyway.
What a dumb movie.
The full list of Golden Globe nominees is out there, but there's just a few of the notable things from it. I'd like to start this story by saying, no matter what turns up in this story, it started with a little boy crying in a car.
Oh.
What happened now?
The kid, this Keaton Jones,
yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Was getting bullied at school. And his mom filmed him, you know, in what was absolutely a heart-wrenching scene in a car where, you know, it's the last thing you want to happen to your kid. And anybody with a kid, even with, I mean, who among us can look at a child crying and be
not
like,
feel.
And not feel. So I want to say that no matter what else comes out in this story, no child should be bullied.
Okay.
A lot of celebrities are standing by Keaton Jones. He's the Tennessee middle schooler who went viral when his mom posted a video of him crying about being bullied. There are some confusing developments. I think that's the way to say it. Because listen, some of this stuff, pure rumor. Someone found a Facebook page that supposedly belonged to Keaton's mother, Kimberly, and on that page they found pictures of people proudly holding Confederate flags. In one photo, Keaton is holding an American flag standing next to a kid with the Confederate flag. Kimberly also posted a message to, quote, "butt hurt Americans," which appeared to be a response to the violence in Charlottesville. After all this came out, Kimberly made her Facebook account private. Instagram accounts started popping up claiming to belong to either Keaton or Kimberly. Some were asking for donations. There's a lot of people who, in the wake of anything, try to figure out a way to make a buck off of it. They were asking for donations, that kind of thing. There was also that GoFundMe page called Stand Up for Keaton. That was shut down. It raised about $57,000, $58,000. It was put up by someone who does not know the family, and now GoFundMe, it looks like, has shut that down, and it's trying to contact this the mother of Keaton to make sure that this money goes to her or goes to the kids' college fund. There's a young woman named Lakin Jones who says she's Keaton's sister, and she's been standing up for the family on Twitter. She said they never planned on making money off this. They have nothing to do with any fundraising campaigns. She also denied that her mother is a racist, saying she's just, quote, a strong Southern woman. She also denied a rumor that Keaton was being bullied because he was calling other kids the N-word. Those who know me and my family know we aren't racist. My brother doesn't say the N-word. Please leave it alone. Anyway, some celebrities made sure to reaffirm their support for Keaton, like Patton Oswalt, who tweeted, Keaton didn't get to choose the family that raised and shaped him. How about showing him that people of all races and creeds can come together, change things maybe, show him a better world? Here's a picture of the mom and some unnamed gentleman laughing and smiling and waving a Confederate flag. So make what you will of that. For me, the bottom line is no kid should be bullied. Anytime you dig into anything, you can always find things that nobody's going to like.
Right.
But I felt like because we did spend a lot of time talking about that yesterday that I should at least bring it up and tell you what's going on in the rumor mill. There's also a bunch of, I'm just going to quickly run through the sexual harassment, the new innuendo and allegations. Four women have accused Chef Mario Batali of inappropriate touching. Three dozen current and former employees say he has a reputation for using sexual innuendo in the workplace. He's been removed from the cooking show The Chew while ABC looks into things, and Batali has announced he's stepping away from his businesses for now. There is a woman named Terry Richard who told Britain's Daily Mail tabloid that Larry King groped her twice, once in 05 and again in 06. She's 63, so she was over 50 at the time. She's the ex-wife of singer Eddie Fisher. I want to say she said that he groped her so hard that she had a huge bruise on her ass.
Oh, my goodness.
Larry King's lawyer is saying that King flatly and unequivocally denies these claims and intends to file a suit and prove that they're utterly false. And the NFL Network has suspended three analysts after sexual harassment lawsuits against them. Marshall Faulk, Ike Taylor, and Heath Evans, they've all been suspended as they look into these allegations. I guess that there's a wardrobe stylist named Jamie Cantor, who alleged age and gender discrimination, sexual harassment, and wrongful termination, among other things. Cantor's complaint says Taylor sent her inappropriate pictures and an explicit video, and Falk and Evans groped her and made inappropriate comments. So there you go.
Happy. So there's some job openings at the NFL Network.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. There's just the latest in the long line of harassers. Or alleged harassers. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Smoking on airplanes, Amazon, and losing your wedding ring after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:35 on Tuesday morning. This part of the show is brought to you by Pacific Sales. We have Bottle Rock tickets coming up at 7 o'clock. We have Star Wars movie passes coming up at 7:30. And at 8 o'clock, a $500 gift card for the Westfield San Francisco Center. We have a lot going on today. God, I didn't even mention the Whole Foods Market ham dinner that we've got at 9 o'clock. It's all happening here on Alice. Keep it here all day.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bananas at Large. Shop for the musician on your holiday list in-store or at bananas.com.
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. I'll mention this again because it's big news. It's important, especially here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee died early this morning at age 65. There was an email sent from his office at 2 in the morning, and it read, "It is with profound sadness and terrible grief that we confirm Mayor Edwin M. Lee passed away on Tuesday, December 12th at 1 in the morning." His family, friends, and colleagues were at his side. Our thoughts and prayers are with his wife, Anita, his two daughters, Brianna and Tanya, and his family. So I guess, according to this story, he had a heart attack while shopping at about 10:30 at Safeway here in San Francisco.
Do we know if he was alone at the Safeway or
we
was
I thought he was with his wife.
Okay.
But he always has at least a small security detail.
Oh, does he?
Him.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That makes sense, right.
Well, and he
awful.
And he should, but it's also texts like these. And this, I mentioned this the first time. I thought he was a really good mayor, but he also got a lot of flack for the tidal wave of tech and new construction. And here's one of them. You're right, Vinny. And it wasn't me. I told the story or that right. he got. You're right, Vinny. Mayor Ed Lee let big business have its way with our once unique, vibrant, and diverse city. Now look at it. It's growing at a crazy huge pace because tech money is the tech money wave is. And plus, the Warriors are moving in.
Mm-hmm.
That was another big thing that to have here in San Francisco. So anyway, it looks like, let me get this right, Board of Supervisors President London Breed will now be the acting mayor. I don't know that much about her.
No, I don't. I don't even. I feel like I've never even heard her name before today.
Me too.
She'll be acting mayor, effective immediately. This is what she looks like. And back to Ed Lee. As you know, he took over the mayor job when Gavin Newsom moved on to be lieutenant governor. He wasn't going to run again, but was convinced by people in high places to run. And he did, in fact, win election to a full term in November 2011 and was reelected in 2015. The way this works now is the Board of Supervisors will now appoint a new mayor if its 11 members can't get to 6 votes. And that vote will happen in June of 2018 if they can't find someone. So there's that. And I only say it that way because we already did this story in full a little earlier.
And I'm sure we'll do it again.
Yes. The Pats lost last night.
I know. I didn't watch the game. I went to bed at 7:30 and John was taping it.
Oh.
But when I woke up this morning, I heard it on my way in and I just went, oh, poor John. I'm sure it was really hard for him to not scream his head off knowing that I was trying to sleep in the other room. Poor guy. A couple interceptions and...
I was up and down. I can't say that I watched, you know, more than 10 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
But I was pretty surprised when I came in towards the end there and they were... down.
Sucking it up.
27-20.
I hate the Dolphins so much.
Very surprising. With any luck, today will be the last day you hear the name Roy Moore because the Alabama Senate race votes today.
What's going to happen?
With any
in
luck.
In the voters' hands.
What's going to happen?
Roy Moore's going to win.
Roy Moore's going to win.
There's, you know, I guess until it ain't over till it's over, but wouldn't it be great to never hear that guy's name again?
Next story.
All right.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry
it
Christmas,
is Christmas
Vinny.
Time. This is a great time for everyone to feel joy and love and peace. And also shop.
Yeah.
According to this story I have in front of me, where will you get the best price on the things you're looking for this holiday season?
Online.
Amazon. Actually, it's online and specifically Amazon. A study looked at prices for 52,000 products at a bunch of stores and websites. And this was pre-holiday crunch. This was June through August, so not the holiday deals. And Amazon dominated across the board. Their prices were an average of 11% lower than even stores like Walmart, Target, and Jet.com, which I'm not familiar with.
Yeah.
Let's see here. The only thing they didn't have the best prices on were beauty products. Walmart's prices were 1.5% lower. And Walmart came close in 5 other products, and yet still the best deals are on Amazon. So if you still have your shopping to do, maybe that helps. Maybe that doesn't. I don't know.
Right.
I definitely know my house does shopping, a lot of shopping at Amazon.
Well,
Not like you guys do, but some quite a bit.
It's easy.
Yeah.
And you can do it for like, oh, I need that. And then instead of having to write it down on a list, you just pull up your app and get it.
I know.
One little button.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that'll be at my house in 2 days.
My phone doesn't even work like that. Like, the missus has her phone set up to do that quick order stuff, too. I think I'd have to go to Chrome. Like, do you have an app? Is that how you're doing it?
Just touch the Amazon app. I'm all signed into it. I find the thing I want, has all my past orders, anything else I might need. And I push the little microphone button and go blah, 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 blah.
Too easy.
It is. It's way too easy. I'm with you.
I'm not going to put this video on you, but this is, as we see things happen on social media and online and especially just the backlash on this little boy.
Keaton Jones.
You just go, man, is there any value to social media anymore? Are we at the point where the backlash starts to happen and people start jumping off because it's too much anxiety?
Yeah,
first,
I do feel
you
want to
cry because you see the boy, and then
you
want to
hang your head and
be mad because you may have been had by some racist lady, and you're sitting there going, "What is the? Why bother pushing play if I'm only going to go on a roller coaster ride and end up supporting some racist lady?"
Right?
Yes. I mean, what is the point?
I can't think.
What's next? The puppy videos are going to somehow support a Nazi cause?
Right.
Because then I just can't do it anymore. At least those make me happy. Look, there's a puppy.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's just licking and licking. So happy.
It's like there is peace and joy in the world. And dogs are the only ones who have it.
I say that lead up because I won't force this video on you in any way, shape, or form. It's there, though. I saw this story about a YouTube star in China. Did you see this in the headlines?
I did not.
A 26-year-old YouTube star.
Big in China.
Well, and we talked about the YouTube stars. That's why.
And millions of dollars.
That's why I went after it. Exactly why I thought, oh, man, this person must be big time, right? Mm. This guy does stunts on buildings. Okay.
Like a base jumper?
No, he hangs off the side of buildings.
Oh, I did see the headline. They have a name for him, right?
I don't remember the guy's name.
No,
I did.
Is this the Chinese Superman?
He fell to his death yesterday.
I saw a headline.
He's a 26-year-old dude who does these YouTube stunts on buildings, and I went, there's no way that this is actually the video of him.
Oh, yeah. A daredevil died doing pull-ups off a skyscraper in China.
And someone was obviously filming it.
He sets up a camera
across
the... So he puts a lot of energy into this because he's alone. He doesn't have anyone with him there to pull him up. He is completely alone, hanging off... Don't show it to her yet. She has to say yes.
I do not want to see anyone...
Are you sure about
I'm
that?
I'm positive. I don't want to see anyone falling to their death. I can imagine it.
Right. So he's doing these pull-ups. The camera's from across the way, so there's no one there to help him. And you can see he starts to get his feet. He's trying to get his feet up. And then just... And you just go, dude, for a video, for hits, for likes... Or subscribers, sorry. This is what you're up to.
So you're telling me that this guy, was he live streaming it? Because how do they even find the camera? Like they find the guy down there, but then, you know, how do they find the camera and actually get this thing posted?
I don't have that because I had to pull off the story myself. Right. I actually just thought the only value this story has for our listeners is hopefully you are watching what your kids are up to on their YouTube channels.
Or your kid is watching and going, well, there's something I won't try.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
That's it.
I don't know. I don't know how to.
Oh, my God. It's a cautionary. 62 floors up.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my hands are sweating.
It's so horrible.
I showed it to Hooman because I told it to Hooman because I wanted him to get it in case you wanted to see it. And I was saying, there's very few things that make me sort of just sweaty with nervousness.
Right.
That's one of them, though. Heights, and especially watching him, it's clear he's not okay. And Hooman said, no, it's the bicycle.
Yeah, when the bike riders have the helmet cam and they're just riding like crazy.
Like mountain bikers or
something? Yeah, mountain bikers and doing the flips. That gets my palms sweaty. I'm
this like, video actually made sweat visible on my hands. Like I could see they were
all this stuff.
Getting
any,
shiny.
Any like danger, unnecessary danger.
The other one is the guys with those flight suits.
That's pretty gnarly.
I'm like, my palms.
I actually feel like, I don't know, the few videos I've seen of that, I'm like, oh, that does look pretty awesome.
It looks really awesome.
I've never seen anybody wreck in one of those squirrel suits.
I saw in those squirrel suits two guys trying to, well, they did it. They entered a plane, a plane flying by. It was a stunt they did on purpose. It wasn't like,
so
you
the
know,
plane times itself and
times
they jump
itself
off.
Out. They've got the, you know, the opening set and these guys squirrel suit in at full speed. Which you can imagine if you don't get that right, it doesn't go well.
Mm-mm. This says, according to South China Morning Post, the guy's name, Wu, was trying to win a $15,000 prize in a rooftopping challenge, allegedly to pay for an upcoming wedding and to cover medical costs for his mother.
Oh, my God.
And I guess a lot of people are doing this thing called rooftopping, and police are trying to crack down on it.
Well, yeah.
You know, when my palms got sweaty, you remember those kids that went up on the Golden Gate Bridge?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Climbed up to the top.
And there's
doing
another.
All these, oh, just these tricks and these
somersaults up there.
Oh, horrifying.
Just that alone, you're like, what are you crazy?
What is the matter with you kids?
Anyway, next story. According to a survey, 1 in 7 women and 1 in 4 men say they've lost their wedding ring. And most of them have had to pay out of their pocket to replace it, since 78% of people don't have insurance on their rings.
Do you have insurance on your ring?
Yes.
Oh, I guess.
And John's watch.
I guess I have homeowner's insurance on it if it came to that.
Yeah.
But yeah, specific. No, I don't have that. I never wear mine. I mean, I wear my actual wedding band, but I think the wedding band was only like $30 or $40.
The survey also found that jewelry is the treasured item we're most likely to lose. Important photos are number 2.
Oh. Yeah, because I guess you're not taking your photos out in the world. And you could lose them in a fire. But no one's going to steal your photos when they come over. They hit your jewelry.
Well, now our photos are usually backed up to a cloud or on an external hard drive in some way,
somewhere,
shape, or form.
Right.
I feel pretty confident I'll be okay with most of my kids' pictures. I'd lose all my, you know, early years. But no one's going to look at them. I won't look at them. So why would anybody else? I mean, I have a lot of stuff that I just keep pushing up into the attic going, I don't know, maybe my kid will want to see it.
She might.
I never wanted to look at my mom and dad's photos. Do you look at your mom and dad's photos?
When I was a kid, we used to have a lot of photo albums, and I would look at them and see some of the older pictures. But honestly, the physical photos just get super yellowed and gross after a while. Like, I've seen some of those, but do I need to go back and see them? I mean, it would be sad, I guess, if that stuff went away.
Yeah.
But it's, like you said, most of what we've got going on these days is all backed up. John even scanned a lot of our old photos just because, because they were going to continue to age and yellow, and now they're saved in whatever state we scanned them in.
Right.
So they're saved somewhere else.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Text us anytime. Any comment. It's all good. 707
even the
says.
Bad stuff.
And we get that.
Yeah.
Plenty of it.
Thanks.
707 says, Vinny, Vivica Fox played Larry David's girlfriend on Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's who I'm thinking of.
Right.
And I remember watching and going, am I in it? What happened to, he was a married guy. So I missed a bunch and just caught that episode. And I don't know why I fell off, because it's a good show.
Yeah.
But I don't.
There was something in the last season that just was, I don't know, it just didn't have the same magic it had in the first few seasons. And but I plan to watch it all again so that I can watch this new season that they've got up there now. You know Fuller House is on its 3rd season already?
On, what is it on?
It's on Netflix.
People love it.
Yeah. But I felt like that just came back. They're 3 seasons deep already.
Yeah, but you know what keeps happening to me? Every time I see some milestone, it'll be like 2011, and I'll be all, that was, yes, that just
right.
happened.
That, you know what? You're right about
what
that.
What the holy hell? That was 2011? And here we are about to cross into 2018, so,
oh,
you know, you're just living your life while that's happening. That's all.
You've been back almost 10 years.
I know.
It's insane.
Double the time I was here the first time.
Right. It's incredible.
Good morning, Sarah and Vinny.
Hello.
Since there's a new secret show, can John do a new intro song? Just a suggestion. I love all you guys, even Scott Capurro.
Oh, is there a bleeped secret show intro song?
No. I guess they want a new song. We interchange them. I think there's two or three different ones we use.
Yeah, we should get it. We should have.
But
a
if
new
John
one.
Wants to write a new song,
sure, okay.
Absolutely.
John's going to come in and review Star Wars on Thursday. I'm sure my dad will probably come too. But he's got a song for you guys for the secret show.
Excellent.
Not the new theme song, but he's like a holiday theme song that he wants to.
Oh,
that can't be on the regular
that
air.
That can't be on the regular air.
All right, is that right? So he's going to acoustic that, or?
Yeah.
All right.
I guess.
408, I followed you all for a couple decades now, and honestly, I'm about to fall off. Vinny and Hooman are clueless, insensitive, and really tone deaf.
Yeah, Vinny and Hooman. What's this about?
the hairdo comments by that boy.
Oh.
And I'm sure more. Who knows?
Don't fall off.
Yeah, stay with us.
We'd miss you too much.
Terrible, Yuzi. Vinny, no excuses. That's that kid on the way to becoming a sexist bleephole.
That is such a strange thing. Yuzi was approached yesterday by a little boy, maybe 14, 15, 16, with a dog as she's out walking her dog. And you say it in your words because you said it so well. He said,
you have beautiful hair. I said, thank you. And then he said, can you take it down?
For me.
I think the second one was me. I said, no. Please, will you take it down for me? Oh. No. What is your name, son?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
You called him son?
Yeah.
Good for you. That's good. Ah.
Ugh. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Netflix!
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.